Practices for sympathetic activation. Okay, so now onto the fun stuff. Here are some practices to help stimulate the sympathetic response and rev up when your nervous system is stuck in low gear. So my new favorite is cold water. Cold showers or ice baths, if you're crazy, activate the sympathetic nervous system and trigger the release of endorphins. Endorphins are known as the happy hormone. They act on the opiate receptors in our brains, reduce pain, boost pleasure, and trigger a sense of well-being. If you turn the shower water to cold, even for less than a minute, you will activate your sympathetic nervous system and challenge your body to energize in response to the discomfort. The cold water sends electrical impulses to your brain. These jolt your system to increase clarity and energy levels. Studies show that people who take cold showers or ice baths on a regular basis are less likely to experience depressive symptoms. It also habituates your body to stretching your comfort zone. I have newly adopted this practice and I am a believer. Seriously, it's like a drug. So give it a try. Music. You will probably not be surprised that music can rev up or rev down your nervous system. Close your eyes, put headphones on, and listen to mellow music in order to activate a parasympathetic response. Choose something upbeat that inspires you to get up and dance in order to activate your sympathetic response. If you feel stuck in low gear, try listening to music that makes you happy. This actually triggers the release of dopamine, the love hormone, and endorphins, the happy hormone. And if you need a lift while you're riding, you can try it while you're in the saddle. Music has the added benefit of making you smile, which relaxes facial muscles and triggers a parasympathetic response as well. It's all science. All right, so exercise. You'll probably not be surprised that physical exercise increases sympathetic activity and decreases parasympathetic activity. Try short bursts of inspired movement. As athletes, our exercise is so often achievement-driven. We exercise to get stronger, to build stamina, or to lose weight. When was the last time you exercised for the pure joy of it? Knowing that exercise can help you balance your nervous system if you're stuck in hypoactivation may help you find a whole new way of using exercise. Combining music and short bursts of exercise during the day can add much needed energy into your system. I love watching how some horses use movement throughout the day in their fields. Some will never move from their favorite tree or buddy, but some utilize every square foot with periodic bursts of joyful movement. Laughter. This should actually be on the top of the list. Laughter triggers a parasympathetic response rather than a sympathetic one, but it also triggers the release of dopamine and endorphins, which are vital for helping you balance out the parasympathetic response. Have you ever noticed how relaxed and great you feel after a good laugh? This is actually because laughter activates the vagus nerve, which stimulates that parasympathetic response we want in order to calm down. Laughing will also make you ride better. It just will. Create a life where you laugh every day. So all of this is really a lot of science-based fun. Swinging in a hammock, listening to music, laughing, dancing, rocking, taking cold showers. You know I'm going to say it. Have fun with all of this.